What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2011, hump day, middle of the week, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday and another weekend. It is very wet here in Hawaii today. Very, very windy. Just amazing. And also very cold. Very unusually cold. And as we had from our caller yesterday, I mean, we're into spring, officially. Technically, we're into spring. They're having snow up in New Hampshire. They're having snow in New Jersey. We're very, very cold here relative to the norm, what is normal for this time of the year. So very, very strange things going on there. And no, we're not going to blame human-caused global warming, and we're not going to blame the nuclear meltdown. It's just, you know, climate is what we expect, and weather is what we get here. Now, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And I want to start off, obviously, with the situation over in Libya. Some very interesting developments there. Germany is now pulling out of the NATO operations. This might be the shortest-lived coalition of the willing or unwilling or the coerced in history. And we're already hearing the United States and France talk about setting up their own command because the NATO support for the operation in Libya is beginning to crumble, along with that of the United Nations, because already the U.S. has gone in there far exceeding what was supposed to be done according to the resolution that went through the United Nations. They were saying, yeah, we want to put a no-fly zone so Gaddafi can't go out there bombing people, and we want to put some military troops on the ground to sort of keep the belligerents apart. And instead, the United States goes in there with the B-2 bombers and the cruise missiles and just starts pounding the place. You know, all the air defense places. They even attacked Benghazi, where supposedly the guys who are on our side, you know, are based. And they sent the cruise missiles in there. They blew up a couple of hospitals. We have that horrible story yesterday where this F-15 crashed and the Libyan villagers ran out to greet the pilots as friends, as conquering heroes. Yay, get that Gaddafi, we hate him. The arriving rescue helicopter shot the Libyans. And, you know, one of them, a small boy, is probably going to have his leg amputated because those cannon shells just shredded it. So we're not exactly looking at our best and brightest over there in Libya right now. By the way, the official story about the F-15 is it ran into problems, little euphemistically thing. In the British press, they said ran into some mechanical difficulties, which is generally what's going to happen when you have bullets ripping through the machinery of your airplane, because I was sent a photo of that crashed F-15 from a slightly different angle than is being shown in the corporate media, and by golly, those sure look like bullet holes in the wing to me. Maybe that's the reason this helicopter crew was loaded and gunning for bear. Maybe, you know, they knew their F-15 had been shot down. They figured there were hostiles in the area. And the Libyan villagers, well, they look hostile enough, and they just gunned them down. So we're already in a Charlie Foxtrot situation. This whole gamble of trying to distract from the economy and from Wall Street corruption and from meltdowns in Japan and from new oil well leaks down in the Gulf of Mexico by creating a whole new distraction in Libya may be backfiring, because this coalition is already collapsing. Germany is pulling out. A lot of the other countries are saying, you know, we don't need to be here. You just pounded the place. They're taking their armaments back home. They haven't even used them all. You know, planes are landing with bombs and stuff still on the wings. They've run out of targets to bomb already. And it's starting to really kind of crumble. You've got members of the U.S. Congress angry that Obama just went ahead and did this. And yes, he's allowed to do it under the War Powers Act. But at this point, when we have a country that is so broke we can't even pay our teachers to start flinging million-plus-a-pop cruise missiles all over the planet, doesn't seem like wise fiscal management to me. I think John Stewart said, you can't fire teachers and cruise missiles at the same time. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the situation in Libya. And Libya is one of those countries that has been invaded over and over and over again. The origin of the line to the shores of Tripoli in the anthem of the United States Marine Corps. And a lot of the older Libyan citizens are looking at the arrival of the Americans and basically saying it looks just like when Rommel arrived during World War II. And I guess when you have your rescue helicopters shooting up the people who are trying to greet your pilots as friends, I can see why they might come to that little bit of confusion, that it's just another batch of Nazis with somewhat slicker-looking aircraft. Now, the cost of this Libyan experiment are already piling up. $150 million on day one. We'll be racking up several billion dollars in additional debt for this Libyan exercise within weeks. The cost of the Libyan campaign is going to completely absorb all the spending cuts to domestic programs that Obama and the Congress have done in the last month under the claim of trying to save the budget. No money for Medicare, no money for road building, no money for bridges, but by golly, we can continue to buy the most expensive bombs in history to fling them at the Libyan people. When the smart thing to have done, if you really had a humanitarian objective, was before the freedom and democracy people in Libya were murdered by their own government, was to call Tel Aviv and say, you get those 50,000 mercenaries out of Libya right now, or we're stopping payment on all those checks of all the billions of dollars we're forcing the American people to give to you. It could have been stopped that simply and that easily. Think of all the money would have been saved on both sides, all the lives that would have been saved. The end result would have been the same. The Libyan people would have taken care of the future of their own country. Isn't that what democracy is about? You don't bring democracy to a people by invading their country. You don't make them free at the point of a bayonet. And yet that's exactly what the United States is trying to convince you is going on. We're going to shoot them until they're democratic. And we're going to bomb them. All these cruise missiles. Hundreds of cruise missiles. 1 million, 2 million, I'm not even sure how much they cost anymore. They were considered a million a pop back in 2003. Well, that was a long time ago. They're probably much more expensive now because they're new and improved. They're the Mark IV cruise missile with enhanced, whatever it is we enhanced to run up the price to the taxpayers. But it is $150 million on day one, billions within weeks. All the spending cuts, all of the cuts to domestic programs, gone. All that money has now been blown on this wartime adventure, so we have the reduced social services and we still have an economy on the edge of collapse. Does this sound like wise, prudent management to you? It doesn't to me. It sounds like one more time, you know, that we the American people are being put the screws to. We're being told we must make do with less. And then the money gets taken away instead of solving the problems that plague this nation. They go and basically blow it on more weapons and more war and more fun. And, gee, look at the pretty lights in the sky. You know, you get that night vision green scope of pretty lights across the sky. Isn't that worth the cost of your child's education in the future? It's just amazing here. Now, I want to hit the Wayback Machine here a little bit. Because back when it was Bush trying to start these wars on his own recognizance, Joseph Biden, our current vice president, said, and I quote, "If he takes this nation to war in Iran without congressional approval, I will make it my business to impeach him, and that is a fact." Okay, well, here we are. We have a president who is taking the country to war without congressional approval. Where's the impeachment? Now, the War Powers Act allows President Obama to basically send the U.S. military forces anywhere in the world in response to an attack on America or its interests anywhere in the world, and he can do it for 60 days plus a 30-day withdrawal period without congressional approval. The problem is, Libya was not attacking the United States of America or even its interests. Obama has just invaded another country under the pretext that we're going to go in there and basically undo all the damage that Israel's mercenaries did. And I noticed that Hillary Clinton's already over there in Morocco saying, well, yes, we're really concerned about you too. I think that's the new code speak for you have oil, don't you? Over in Yemen, they're declaring a national emergency because of the protests and riots, and Obama is saying, well, we're concerned about Yemen, which is code speak for you guys have oil too, right? Any place in the Middle East we're concerned with means they've got oil. We're going to go in there, we're going to conquer them, we're going to steal the oil. Because we don't have the money to pay for it anymore. We don't have the money to pay for it because we gave away our manufacturing to everybody else. And what was left of our money we gave to Israel. So we're going on a war of conquest to try and right all of these wrongs, which our government did to itself and to you here. Alrighty. Alright, I want to get on to the situation over at Fukushima. And we have another way of pronouncing that name around here, but I can't use it on the radio or they'll shut us down. What was really kind of interesting is on one of the cable channels, there was this wonderful little special about samurais, and it features this actor, Mark, and I'm blanking on his last name. He's from right here in Hawaii, and he's also this martial arts master. He's won all these championships. Very handsome gentleman. I saw him on CSI a couple of times. And he's basically, it's an homage to Miyamoto Musashi. And in one of the sequences, they're showing this historical recreationist society. Like in our country, we do the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. In Japan, they do these medieval Japanese warlord recreations. And they were up there. And kind of little chicken skin moment. They're saying, oh, yeah, we're up here in the city of Fukushima doing this this historic recreation, and there in the distance you can see the power plant. Ooh, man. Now, the situation in Fukushima is not good. The workers had to abandon the facility again today. Black smoke is pouring out of one of the buildings. They're not sure why it's black. All of these colors are significant based on what is being burnt. They're basically saying something is on fire. They're refusing to say what. I think if it had been the boss's lunch, they would have said, yeah, the boss's lunch caught fire. If they're not telling you, it's because it's something that you don't really want to know, or they don't want you to know what it's all about. Now, the radiation levels at reactor number 2 are now at the highest level ever recorded so far. So this idea that it's all calming down and everything is utter nonsense. They can talk all they want about getting the situation under control, but the actual radiation counts are continuing to climb in the air, on the ground, in the soil. We're going to get to that in a minute. Out in the ocean, they're finally starting to acknowledge that. Now, what's really getting dangerous is they are now detecting neutron radiation coming from the ruins of these power station reactors. And this is significant because if you're getting neutrons, it means fission is taking place. Now, remember, last week I was talking about the dangers of these spent fuel rod cooling pools, because the fuel rods are held apart from each other with these brackets, and they're covered in this water which is filled with boron to absorb neutrons in order to prevent them from having fission reactions until they're cool enough to reprocess for the plutonium that's inside them. But during the quake and subsequent fires and collapses of the building, those brackets holding the rods apart have collapsed, and now the rods are all jumbled up and piled one on top of the other. And even worse, certainly in the case of reactor number 4, the spent fuel rod cooling pool has a hole in it. They can't pour water in there fast enough to keep them covered. It just drains out the bottom and into the ocean. And so the fact that they are detecting neutron radiation, and they've apparently run 13 tests, and they got 13 neutron counts coming out of the reactor facility, it means fission is taking place on the grounds, either in the ruined reactor cores or in the spent fuel rod pools themselves. But fission, uncontrolled fission, is taking place, and that means the temperature is going to be going up. And that's a very, very bad sign that they're getting neutron radiation coming out from there, because it means there are nuclear reactions going on. Now, I want to clarify here just a little bit. The degree of enrichment of the uranium in the fuel and the spent fuel rods is not high enough to cause an explosion. We are not looking at the possibility of a nuclear detonation. We're just looking at a lot of heat and a lot of what heat will do to the surrounding materials, including the radioisotopes. The plutonium in the spent fuel rods and in the MOX fuel rods in reactor number 3 cannot explode absent an implosion compression device. So the possibility of an actual explosion like mushroom cloud, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, that is not going to happen. The danger here is that this fissioning slag will get so hot that it's just going to keep right on cooking down through the earth, the old China syndrome thing. And when it hits the water table, there'll be a steam explosion, and everything will be up in the atmosphere. And that may have already happened, because remember, reactor number 3, we saw that huge steam cloud coming out that everybody wanted to stay away from. And in any event, even without a steam explosion, if this is cooking down into the ground, it's going to leach out into the Pacific Ocean. They're really not going to be rid of this. This is a major, major, major problem here. All righty, let's see. They are now finding cesium-137 at concentrations 1,600 times higher than normal, 40 kilometers away from the Fukushima power station. That basically translates to 24 miles. 25 miles away, they're now finding cesium-137 at 1,600 times the normal level. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. I accidentally entered in the wrong channel on my free-to-air satellite and found a live feed from Japan. This was for the first couple of days after the disaster. And they were interviewing people around the plant, and this one gentleman mentioned how he could see it glowing blue, which means that's ionizing radiation coming out.
Yeah, Cherenkov radiation. That's what the blue glow is. Yeah, that's oh boy.
That's bad.
If he's seeing that, that's bad. That is bad. That is a bad thing.
And I don't watch regular news, so I don't know if that was ever covered, but this was like the second day, third day, something like that. It wasn't like the day it happened.
Well, you know, you would almost expect at some point, you know, at nighttime, obviously you're not going to see this during the daytime, but at nighttime you would almost expect during a reactor accident to witness Cherenkov radiation. But that it was being reported on day two, that's just another indicator that this situation is a lot more serious than we're being told.
And I also noticed that every soldier I ever saw on that live feed had a gas mask on, and they also had a bunch of people in radiation suits. But, you know, if it was not as dangerous as they were implying at the time, then why would every soldier have a gas mask? I could see most of them, but everyone was wearing a gas mask.
Well, you know, they're definitely wise and prudent to do so. And, again, you need to understand that the radiation that's happening right then and there is only part of the threat. And everybody's focused on that because they can say, well, it's like going up in an airplane, you come down and it's all over. The real life-threatening, health-ruining danger is if you absorb one of these radioactive particles into your lungs or onto your skin. And that's really what the gas masks and radiation suits do. Those radiation suits are not really going to stop you from being radiated on the site of the reactor accident. What they're designed to do is to make sure that you don't carry anything away from that facility on your body that is going to become a permanent part of your lifestyle.
Well, we didn't have too much radiation training in the Navy, but, you know, they basically covered that same thing. That, you know, yeah, this isn't going to protect you from the hard radiation coming through, but at least you won't get, like you said, in your skin, in your lungs, on your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much all I had. I just didn't know, you know, if that had been covered or not, about them seeing it glowing.
No, this is the first time that I've heard that they actually witnessed the glow, but it would almost be inevitable on an accident of this scale. All right, Bill, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let
you go
and switch over to James in Japan. Aloha, James. Hajimemashite. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I guess Fukushima is on my mind.
I can imagine. Where are you located right now?
Right now I'm in Tokyo, and it's been a very rough day here, especially with the water. In the next prefecture in Ibaraki, now the water was, first in Tokyo they declared the water bad for babies. So even though the water, they say, you know, would lead to thyroid damage in a baby, however, it's okay for an adult to drink it. Now it's way past what it was for babies, and it's almost approaching the level of harm for adults. And in the prefecture north of Tokyo called Ibaraki, which is where I have a second house, the water there for children and adults has been declared dangerous, as well as all the vegetables in Ibaraki. So, and there are millions of people in Ibaraki prefecture. And you have a great scientific background. I listen to you all the time. I talked to you twice before. And so if there is fission, many people are saying that in Tokyo, it's about 200 kilometers away from the reactor. What do you think the fallout, first of all, do you think that will affect Tokyo?
It's, that's one of those... I'm sorry, go ahead.
How do you think that will affect Tokyo as it's 200 kilometers away?
That is all going to depend on how much radiation continues to be released, and if there's fission going on in the ruins of the plant, that's an open-ended question. Nobody can really estimate that. As long as fission continues, these toxic byproducts are going to be produced in huge volumes. And, of course, it also depends on the wind. If the wind is blowing the radioactive cloud eastward, then the people in Tokyo should be fairly safe. But as you say, they've got this huge radiation levels in Ibaraki, and a lot of people are wondering if maybe the Tokai nuclear power plant had a problem. It was reported they lost one of their two cooling pumps back on the 13th. No word since then. But, given this rather strange surge of radiation in that particular area, a lot of people are wondering if maybe more than just Fukushima are having difficulties in radiation releases right now. But you're absolutely right about the fallout in the water. We're hearing these reports. We're hearing right now that a private charitable group is now paying to evacuate babies and pregnant women from within this 20-kilometer, the 30-kilometer stay-indoor zone around the Fukushima plant. They're basically saying even indoors you're at risk, and apparently they've gotten some vans that they've lined with some sort of protective shielding, and they're basically just evacuating people. They're evacuating pregnant women out of there specifically. So it's an ugly situation, and we don't know where the end of this is going to be. This is a real bottomless pit that we're looking into. Quite literally. I mean, the fact that they're detecting neutrons tells us we're really pretty much at the worst-case scenario here. So, James, thanks an awful lot, and keep your head down. And, you know, there's already a run on bottled water at the supermarkets, so you might want to go stock up. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the reactor disaster at Fukushima, Japan. It is hard getting accurate information on what's going on with the radiation. Earlier today, some of the radiation monitoring websites that have been put up, the one in Spokane had gone offline. Now it's back with the gamma ray detectors. Unfortunately, a lot of the source for this information continues to be the United States government itself, and I'm not sure how wise and prudent we are to be trusting them. I mean, when this new oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico was discovered, Coast Guard goes out there and says it's just mud. Nobody buys that one. Now they found an oil company that says that they accidentally discharged 5 gallons of crude oil into the Gulf, and that's the cause of the slick. And everybody's saying, 5 gallons, I'm sorry, we're talking about oil washing up along 30 miles of Florida beaches. That's not just 5 gallons. And so they're not even trying to make the lies believable. They're just throwing them out there to do their job and go through the motions of trying to keep you all mushroomed here. The live radiation counter in Tokyo that was running on Ustream is not available at the moment. The channel is offline. What is most disturbing, the Environmental Protection Agency, the same people who are trying to convince you that you are destroying the earth with your carbon dioxide, is now saying that 8 out of their 18 air radiation monitoring systems are under survey, meaning they're being checked, and may not be working correctly. So they've basically taken out almost half of the air radiation monitors, are no longer available online, and by strange, amazing coincidence, these eight are located in places where the fallout is most likely to be coming ashore on the west coast of the United States of America. Isn't that an amazing coincidence? Not to be believed. Now, speaking of not to be believed and the media trying to mushroom you, the propaganda to try and turn this disaster around and to save General Electric's stock price and to save the nuclear power industry is just amazing. And we have this article that came out earlier today. The headline said, Fukushima is a triumph for nuclear power. Build more of these reactors now. Basically saying, well, they had a quake and they had a tsunami. There was a little radiation leak, and that proves that really this is the way to go. And this is absurd, but this is the lengths the media are willing to go to try and sell you that reactors are okay, that nuclear power is fine, along with Ann Coulter's radiation is good for you nonsense. And it's just absurd. Remember, only a couple of months ago, the media was trying to convince you that an Iranian with plastic explosives in his briefcase that were tagged with radioisotopes could make an entire American city uninhabitable. Now they're trying to tell you that four melted down reactors are not going to be a problem. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration, actually probably the only government agency doing their job right now, has blocked Japanese food imports into the United States, including dairy, garden produce, baby formulas, you know, milk, butter, all of this stuff coming in from Japan right now is now blocked. They're using the Border Patrol to enforce this. Now, as I was telling James, bottled water has become very scarce in Japan. The government is trying to say, it's no problem, please don't hoard, you know, don't go out and empty the stores. And, of course, that's what everybody is doing because the tap water is now testing unsafe for infants, and according to James, who just called from Japan, the level of iodine in the water is climbing and is now above the safe level for adults. So Tokyo, basically the drinking water is now unsafe to drink from radiation. All of Ibaraki Prefecture, the water is not safe to drink, and it's just getting worse, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. As I mentioned earlier, there is a charity, a private charity that is it's called Connected Light, I think is the name of it. And the group's co-founder, Yumi Kikuchi, basically is saying that they're running an operation to basically transport pregnant women and babies out of the zone that's declared stay indoors by the Japanese government. They're saying staying indoors isn't going to do it. You can't tape over your windows with plastic and duct tape because you'll suffocate. Remember when that happened here in the United States. So they're basically going out, and anybody who wants to, they will transport them out to a place of safety. Military families from Japan who were evacuated ahead of the radioactive fallout are now starting to arrive on the west coast of the United States, including Seattle. They're being put up at these emergency shelters being put together by the USO. So on one hand, we've got the government and the media telling us it's nothing to worry about. Pay, you know, go look over at what we're doing to Libya. Isn't that pretty? And yet we can tell by the actions they're undertaking that the U.S. government does, in fact, view the situation at Fukushima as very, very serious and very alarming. Now, we have made joking reference to a motion picture called The China Syndrome that starred Jack Lemmon and Jane Fonda and Michael Douglas. And it's a good movie. It absolutely is a very good movie. And it was made famous because it came out literally just a couple of weeks before the Three Mile Island accident. And we keep talking about this is a model of what's really going on here in Fukushima. And it turns out to be a little bit more accurate than we thought. Because in the movie The China Syndrome, the main motivator for the action, for the protagonist, the Jack Lemmon character, is he discovers that the construction of the nuclear reactor is not actually safe. It's substandard. The safety checks were bypassed. There may be faulty wells. And that's what launches him on this path of action that winds up with him being killed and there being a huge cover-up. Now we are hearing from one of the engineers who designed and built Fukushima Reactor 4 says that the containment vessel has a manufacturing defect in it that was covered up at the time it was built in 1974. Now, the reactor was actually shut down for maintenance. It was out of operation when the March 11th quake hit. But it basically indicates that, again, we're seeing, because of profit motive, we're seeing this industry take these horrible, horrible shortcuts. When we let the money junkies make these decisions about things like nuclear power plants, bad decisions get made. I remember in the days when we went from the old NASA to the new NASA, when the government came in and said, oh, you scientists, you waste way too much money on getting us up there into space and everything. And then we got the new NASA that came in, and boy, the problems that began after that. Because the money people were in charge. Oh, yeah, well, we must calculate, you know, what is the chance of an accident against the price of, you know, and they started basically running spaceflight like it was an insurance company. And you can't do that with spaceflight, as we found out on Challenger and Columbia. And you cannot do it with nuclear power stations, because the price of a mistake is now all too evident. There is no such thing as too much safety, too much defense in depth, too much preparation for problems. Not surprisingly, we're finding out that the cost of whatever cleanup is going to have to be required at Fukushima is going to fall on Japan's taxpayers. That TEPCO is basically going to the government and saying, we can't do it, you have to. They're not going to be held liable. Everybody's looking for a reason to say it's somebody else's fault. TEPCO's going to be blaming General Electric. General Electric's going to be blaming Stuxnet. It'll go round and round in a circle. But in order to get the work actually done, the cost is going to fall on the Japanese taxpayers. Just like everybody knows, Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud was a crime, and they're pointing fingers at each other, but the American taxpayers get to pick up the tab for that. It always comes down to making the people pay for the crimes of the rich and powerful. I think the Japanese are going to be very ticked off about it, especially when they find out the reactor design was known to be flawed. Meanwhile, over in Israel, there is this rabbi, I don't have his name here right in front of me on the talking points list, but he knows why Japan got the quake and the tsunami and the reactor accident. Okay? This rabbi says that God is landing blow after blow on the Japanese because they had the effrontery to arrest Jewish drug dealers. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. This rabbi is out there saying that Japan got hit with the quake and the tsunami and the reactor accident because it's arrested Jewish drug dealers who are dealing in ecstasy, and that as soon as Japan admits its error and releases all these Israeli drug dealers, the quakes and tsunamis and reactor problems will just go away. I'm not kidding. This guy's actually out there saying it. It's just amazing. Just amazing. All right, here locally in the United States of America, the economy is continuing to basically sink into the Al-Qaeda. U.S. home sales have slumped to the lowest level since the 1960s. Don't let anybody tell you there's a recovering housing market. It is as much bovine excrement as the claim that there's a recovering job market, or even that the economy itself is recovering. It is if you're in the stock market and you've got Ben Bernanke just printing up the money to make things look really good. But out here in the real world, you know, things are still bad and getting worse. Things are getting bad. And now, there's a video that we've linked to whatreallyhappened.com. This one is very instructive, and it relates exactly to what I've been saying is the real motivation behind all of this foreclosure nonsense. This video is made by a realtor who helped a homeowner facing foreclosure go through a short sale to basically sell the property for the money to pay off the mortgage and basically shut it all down. And the new owners of the house are in the house. You know, seller's happy, buyer's happy, the housing thing has been closed. The sale is closed, title's been transferred. And the new owners are in the house for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, a bunch of armed agents from Bank of America show up to basically throw everything out into the street and change the locks on the door. And so this realtor calls the Bank of America and says, what's going on? We have executed a sale here, and the mortgage has been paid off. You know, the money's been paid. Why aren't you keeping your guys in control? And the guy at Bank of America says, it's just a complete mess. Nobody knows what anybody else is doing. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. This realtor says, are you telling me that even after a house is pulled out of foreclosure, even after it's sold, that we need to post armed guards to protect our home against these marauding foreclosure teams from the banks? And the guy from Bank of America says, yeah, wouldn't be a bad idea. When the guy at the bank says, get yourself some armed guards and guns to protect yourself from the bank's foreclosure people, you know the situation's completely out of control. Now, what's really amazing, as you're probably aware, there is this so-called foreclosure settlement that is being pitched to all 50 states. And basically what it is, in exchange for a tiny piece of the action of how much the bankers have ripped out of the American public, $14 trillion according to my numbers, $27 trillion according to Dylan Radigan's numbers, $12.3 trillion according to PBS. It's up there. It's a big number. In exchange for a little tiny minuscule fractional piece of that money, the U.S. government is going to approve a deal where they basically are going to say, okay, the mortgages did bad things, but we're going to let them off the hook. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody has to give anything back. They've paid a financial penalty. Ooh, bad. And we're going to impose some new stricter controls on how they do their business, and that will be the end of it. And pretty much everybody saw this as letting the entire mortgage banking system off the hook with a wrist slap. And you'd think they'd be grateful for it, but they're not, because it's not enough. They now are opposing this foreclosure settlement because it does impose new controls on the way they've been doing their business. In other words, the mortgage banking industry that destroyed the housing market and the economy with mortgage-backed security frauds not only wants to be let off the hook for a token fine, but they want to promise that the government will leave them alone to keep on doing what they've been doing, which is grabbing homes to cover the losses from the forced repurchases of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. The banks cannot survive if they're not allowed to go on just grabbing homes, whether they have legal title to them or not. Which is why you've got this guy at Bank of America saying, yeah, you might want to have some shotguns to hand, because our foreclosure marauders are out there just grabbing anything that they can to put on the balance sheets. It's that out of control. But pay no attention to the runaway foreclosures and the crooked bankers. We've got a war in Libya to fight. Pay no attention to that glowing cloud coming over there from Japan. We've got a war in Libya to entertain you with. Pay no attention to all that new oil bobbing up to the top of the Gulf of Mexico. We've got a war in Libya over there. I know it looks kind of sick here, but it almost seems like Obama attacked Libya because he couldn't think of any other way to keep all these other issues from just rising up to overwhelm the federal government. Remember the movie Wag the Dog? They faked a war to distract the public from these other scandals. Well, this is Wag the Dog on steroids. They actually did a real war. And it's not the first time. Remember when the Marine barracks in Beirut were bombed 24 hours later that they invade Grenada? Changed the focus, changed the story. Monica Lewinsky finally testifies before Congress and the courts about the perjury and the blue dress and everything. She walks out expecting a press conference to absolutely empty streets because Bill Clinton just decides to send in the cruise missiles to bomb an aspirin factory in Sudan and a mosque in Afghanistan. So presidents starting a war to distract from other problems, you know, has a long history. They got out of the crash of 29 by getting into World War II. And they lied to us about Pearl Harbor to get that one going. This is the way presidents and the Congress do business here. And the financial system of the United States of America is not set up as a public utility to benefit the people. It's set up to loot the people to make the rich richer. It's a new form of feudalism. Each new tyrant, each new dictatorship has to change the way the dictatorship is enforced. Otherwise, anybody who's a student of history will recognize, oh, hey, they're doing the same thing they did to us back in medieval England. So they have to come up with a new form of enslavement, something that they can convince you is the way things are supposed to be, so that you'll live your entire life working as hard as you can and turn your money over to the rulers so that they can go and blow it on bombs. By the way, somebody wrote in and said the cruise missiles, now the Tomahawks are 1,400,000 each with a conventional warhead. If you want the deluxe package with a nuclear warhead, they're $2 million each. So that's the going rate on these things here. And that's basically it. We're being looted to fight foreign wars. That's the same situation we were in with George III back in 1776. Government wouldn't listen to the people, taking all their money, spending it on foreign wars. We have lost 200 years of democratic advancement in the United States of America. We're right back where we were in 1776, a government that will not listen to us, that serves a foreign master, in this case Tel Aviv, and is looting the American people to pay for all these wars in other countries. That's where we are. And we need to admit it, and we need to deal with that. All righty, let's see. Article at whatreallyhappened.com you might want to read. Central banking is a blight on humanity, and that's absolutely true, because all central banks using debt-based currency are pyramids, and all pyramids will collapse and take the civilization with them. We'll be right back.
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking about private central banks as a blight on their societies and civilizations, about how debt-based currencies are a pyramid scheme that makes the bankers very rich but ultimately will destroy the civilization on which they parasitize. And this seems like a good time to point out, as we were talking about yesterday, Gaddafi has a huge stockpile of gold, like 100 tons of it. And it's not just for his own personal pocket. Okay, Libya, Gaddafi was getting ready to move Libya's economy onto a gold standard. They were going to start issuing the gold dinar. And the presence of a value-based, gold-based currency in the Middle East would be a major body check for those people at the IMF and the Federal Reserve and Israel who live, parasitized on the rest of the planet by virtue of these private central banks that are just allowed to print up money out of thin air and then charge interest on it. And that may be another reason why that Gaddafi was attacked at this particular time, because of the gold dinar. And certainly I have no doubt that whenever Libya's government is overtaken, the Libyan people aren't going to find that gold anywhere. It's going to be spirited out someplace else. But that's another reason to realize that this clash of civilizations is nothing more than a clash of banking systems. The Western-style compound interest pyramid scheme, debt-based private central bank model against the Islamic model of value-based currencies and loan plus fee. It's a war between banking systems. Your sons, your daughters, your brothers, your sisters, your husbands, your wives are being blown to bloody bits to make the world safe for compound interest. That's really what's going on out there. And that may have been the real offense of Gaddafi. Has nothing to do with what he was doing to the Libyan people. He was getting ready to put out a gold-based currency and tell the private central bankers to take a hike. Boy, look what we did to Hitler when he did that. Then Gaddafi can stand up to us for that. When Kennedy wanted to tell the private bankers to go to heck, we had him gunned down in Dealey Plaza in full view of everybody. And they got that banker on the Warren Commission to make sure that, you know, Lee Oswald got blamed for it. All righty, let's see. Moving right along. By the way, this is the last segment of hour number one of our show. If you're listening to us on WWCR Radio, please direct your web browsers to republicbroadcasting.org, where you'll be able to hear the second hour of whatever we're going to be talking about, which is more about the economy and more about Yemen and just a lot of ugly stuff happening over in Israel and Palestine. Looks like a whole bunch of false flag attacks over there to launch Castled 2, the revenge. And really, with all this war going on and all this push, they're already talking about, oh, we got to go after Iran. We have to go after Iran. Iran is evil. Iran is wicked. Iran is doing terrible things. And you know something? Iran right now seems to be the only country that isn't attacking and invading somebody else. And yet our media is trying to say these are the bad guys and the danger to world peace over there. That's not Iran launching these 1.4 million a pop cruise missiles at the Libyan hospitals. Anyway, let's see. Over in Portugal, they're getting ready to deal with the potential collapse of their entire government over the debt vote. Again, one more thing. You know, the IMF gets their claws on a government, drives them into debt through various machinations, and then tells the government, well, you must make your people poor so that we can be richer. And the government says, yes, massa, yes, massa. And they vote through austerity measures, and then the people revolt. And then the cruise missiles get sent in to make sure that, by golly, when we hook you on debt, you will spend the rest of your life paying that off. Okay. All righty, that's it. We're going to take a station break. We'll be back after a minute.